Westlock, in a year that's been beyond expectations for Westlock's Jenna Snyder, that includes two gold medals this summer at the national level, one in volleyball and one in lacrosse. She now has a chance for a third gold, but at the international level. Snyder makes her debut on the world stage with the first-ever women's national box lacrosse team at the inaugural Women's Box Lacrosse World Championship September 20-29 in Utica, New York. After several tryouts spanning several months between January and July, as well as exhibition games and inter-squad games, Snyder learned she made the cut for Team Canada at the end of July. "This is my first time representing my country and I am super excited and honored to wear the jersey and wear the name," said Snyder. "I'm excited to see how far we can go in the tournament." The 17-year-old grade 12 student at RF Staples School has played box lacrosse for close to 10 years and has won gold at both the provincial and national levels. "I started playing in Westlock on our mini tyke team, and then in U13 I went to the city to try out for an A team, which I was fortunate to make, and I've stayed in the city ever since, even through COVID-19, she said, noting she finished her first season in July with the Junior B, Tier 1 Beaumont Outlaws, where she played a defensive role. Snyder was the first non-goalie female player to be drafted and make the roster for a Junior B, Tier 1 team, and while she has played Junior B Tier 2 as a substitute player, this was her first season at the Tier 1 level. Prior to the Outlaws, Snyder played for the U17 Spruce Grove Posse lacrosse team. Tryouts for Team Canada began with 203 female athletes vying for a spot on the final roster. Tryouts took place in Oakville, On, and Langley, BC, after which the roster was trimmed down to just 48 players, who then played in six nations at the Indigenous Lacrosse Alliance, ILA, tournament. The final set of tryouts took place in St. Catharines, On, in early July, and several weeks later, Snyder was on the 23-woman roster. "It's been a great experience. It's been nerve-wracking at times, and there has been some doubt because waiting that week and a half after each tryout and you're like, am I going to make it or am I not, but you have to trust yourself and trust your skills," said Snyder, noting support and encouragement from family helped her through the uncertainty until the final roster was announced. Snyder has been a defender in lacrosse since learning the sport more than 10 years ago, and in addition to her strong presence on the floor at 6'0", she has also excelled in the game because of her coachability and her speed. "I'm a defender, so a big part of my game is I have to be able to communicate with my teammates, I have to be able to call what's happening on the floor and what's in the game," she said, noting she has improved her vocabulary and communication skills over the past couple of years. During that time, she has played on a co-ed team during the club season and at provincials, and has competed on a women's lacrosse team at the national and soon-to-be international level. Team Canada will play in Group B against Australia, Ireland, Germany and Finland at the World Championships, where Snyder said she is looking forward to her first experience on the world stage. "I've never had the opportunity to represent Canada yet and I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to the new people I'll meet, the new teammates I will gain from this, and making lifelong friends," said Snyder. "It's been a great experience this year, to have these opportunities. I want to help my team bring home a gold medal." Kay Jean at Great West. CA.